My favorite relationship I ever had was when I was celibate for 3 years. I was literally so tired of fuckboys, I turned to God.
Welcome back to the channel, guys. In today's video, we're talking about a major shift happening in the dating world. Women are finally realizing that men are no longer approaching them. That's right, the days of men doing all the heavy lifting when it comes to making the first move are fading fast. With the rise of MGDOW, men going their own way, and men prioritizing independence, many women are now feeling the sting of being overlooked and left waiting for attention that's no longer guaranteed. So, what's causing this shift, and how are women reacting to it? Stick around as we dive into this growing trend and the reality many women are now facing. If you're new to the channel, hit that subscribe button and let's dive right in.
I'm seeing on social media a lot these days of Australian girls talking about how modern day Australian guys aren't approaching them anymore.
I think chivalry is very quickly dying. Guys are sort of forgetting the old school mentality. And I think if you see a girl out and you're both making eye contact and there's some smiles, if she hasn't approached you within the first like 15, 20 minutes, go up to her because that's her way of saying, I'm not doing that. Like, you come up to me, you hit on me. 9 times out of 10, a girl's not making consistent eye contact with you if she's not interested in you. And same is said for if a girl isn't interested. If you're looking for eye contact and she's not looking at you, she's not interested.
So I think a big thing here is picking up the signs.
Yeah.
You need to be aware of what's happening around you.
In places like Australia and other parts of the world too, men are becoming increasingly cautious about approaching women. The risk of being labeled as a creep, or worse, being accused of harassment, is something that no man wants to deal with. It's a delicate situation where, even if intentions are good, everything can be misinterpreted. The Me Too movement, while it has brought attention to important issues, has also made a lot of men hesitant to approach women in public or in dating situations. The line between being friendly and being seen as intrusive has become blurred. In the past, a man could approach a woman with a simple compliment or conversation starter without thinking twice. Now, it feels like any interaction can be turned into something negative, regardless of the context. It's sad, but the reality is that a lot of men are stepping back, not out of laziness or disinterest, but because it's just not worth the risk. Even a simple gesture of trying to get to know someone can be misconstrued. So, yeah, there's no incentive to take the chance. If you're a man, why would you want to approach someone and put yourself in a situation where everything can backfire? The pressure to be perfect in interactions and the fear of crossing boundaries is making things incredibly difficult for both sides. Women might feel like they're not getting approached, but the other side is that men are just trying to protect their peace and avoid any potential complications. The dynamics have definitely shifted. It's going to take some time and a lot of understanding from both sides to find a balance again.
You guys, I just got home from a first date. It was our first and our last date. I met this man on Bumble a few days ago. We decided to go for coffee. I take everybody to the same coffee shop in my neighborhood. That way it's convenient for me. Whatever. His profile said 5'5". 5'5". And you may ask, Xenia, why are you going on dates with guys that are 5'5"? Because height and looks don't matter to me. I don't find really attractive men that attractive. Like, for me, it's all about personality and how you take care of yourself. And if you're OCD. If you're OCD, that is the biggest turn on for me, okay? For height, as long as you're my height or taller, I don't care. So I'm 5'5". You just have to be 5'5 or taller. That's it. His profile said 5'5". You guys. So I walk into the coffee shop, okay? And I don't see him anywhere. I take another look. I'm like, I don't see him. And then, from the corner of my eye, I see somebody in the corner. And they're tiny. Like, tiny. And I realize that's him. He gets up. He's maybe 5'1". Maybe. But lying about your height, if you know that woman is your height or possibly taller, is not okay. Now, if you're like 5'10 and you want to say you're 5'8", 5'11" and you're going on a date with somebody who's 5'5", like, it doesn't fucking matter. But in this scenario, it did matter.
Here's the thing. This is exactly why men have a hard time taking women seriously these days. On one hand, you want unconditional acceptance for who you are, for your choices, and for your past. You say, "Don't judge me for my mistakes," or "Take me as I am." But then, you turn around and disqualify genuinely good men for the pettiest, most superficial reasons. The double standard is real. He's too short? Pass. He's not making six figures? Pass. He doesn't look like he walked out of a Marvel movie? Hard pass. Meanwhile, if a guy even mentions that he prefers certain qualities in a woman, oh boy, he's labeled shallow, toxic, or insecure. But when the shoe's on the other foot, crickets. Let's call it what it is, hypocrisy. If you want someone to accept you, flaws and all, shouldn't you be willing to do the same? Or does acceptance only go one way? And don't even get me started on the past. You expect men to be mature and overlook decisions that could have real consequences on the relationship, but you're swiping left because his job title doesn't sound fancy enough? Make it make sense. The truth is, women who focus solely on superficial traits are the same ones wondering, "Why can't I find a good man?" The good men are out there. They're just tired of the games. They're not interested in competing in a rigged system where they're judged on things they can't change while being asked to ignore everything you bring to the table, or don't. At the end of the day, relationships are a two-way street. If you want unconditional love and acceptance, you need to be willing to extend that same energy. Otherwise, don't be surprised when men stop playing the game altogether. You can't keep moving the goalposts and expect them to stick around. Real talk.
Okay. If a guy doesn't call you, it's because he doesn't want to call you. He doesn't want to call you. You know why? Because there's people with high demanding jobs working in the medical sector, doctors, surgeons, firemen, police officers, people working in local authorities, high demanding jobs, and they still have access to their phone and they're still able to message people that they love and people that are important to them. Yeah. There's surgeons who will take a minute out of what they're doing to message their loved ones back. So that guy that keeps telling you, "Oh, I was just busy," is lying to you. Anybody who says to you they were busy, you need to run. You need to run.
Women love to toss out statements like, "If a man wants to court you, he will court you," as if men are mind readers or as if courting is some magical, one-sided process. But let's get real. Courting isn't a one-man show. It takes two people, mutual effort, and respect for the process. The problem? Too many women expect to be courted like queens while bringing nothing to the table but demands and entitlement. Ladies, you can't sit there waiting to be courted while giving off vibes that scream disinterest, arrogance, or entitlement. You expect a man to invest time, effort, and resources, but when was the last time you reciprocated? Or even made it clear that his effort would be appreciated? Newsflash. Men aren't going to jump through hoops for someone who doesn't even seem interested, or for someone who thinks effort is a one-way street. And let's not ignore the unrealistic expectations that some women set. You want to be courted, but only if the man is 6 feet, six figures, six pack, right? If he doesn't tick every box, suddenly his effort isn't enough. That's not courting. That's expecting a man to perform circus tricks just to earn your validation. Here's the reality. Men want to court women who show genuine interest, appreciation, and a sense of partnership. If you're not meeting them halfway, don't sit around blaming men for not stepping up. Maybe they're not courting you because they've learned the hard way that their efforts will go unnoticed, or worse, unappreciated. At the end of the day, courting is a mutual exchange, not a one-sided service. So, before blaming men for not courting you, ask yourself, are you someone worth courting? Are you creating an environment where effort is acknowledged and rewarded? If not, don't be surprised when men take their energy elsewhere.
I don't know what it is with men these days, but multiple times since I've been single, this whole saga has happened to me where a man will be pursuing me, mainly like on Instagram or whatever, liking my story, swiping up, responding to stuff, and then finally I'll engage after however long, and I'll chat to them for a bit, and we'll agree to go out. As soon as we start planning what we're going to do, they ghost.
Okay, here's my reason for why I think this happens. And it's a term we've heard a lot when it comes to online dating. It's because social media has given people the illusion of options. And what you guys are mistaking for guys who are reaching out to you, they're pursuing you a lot on social media. What you're forgetting is these men do that to everyone. Talked about it here before, I'm not a big approacher in real life, and it's because, in my opinion, if I was a girl, somebody who feels comfortable enough to go up to a complete stranger and be like, oh my god, you're so pretty, can I have your phone number? They probably do this to everybody, and vice versa. A guy who is swiping up on your story with hard eyes going, wow, you look so good, and just, you know, messaging you constantly, and you're not even giving him any type of feedback back, you know, according to her, she wasn't even acting interested in the beginning. A guy like that does that to everybody. He takes 1,000 shots, and if 990 of them say no, then at least he got 10 that said yes. So the reality is, when this girl finally does say yes to her, she's like, oh my God, he's gonna be so grateful. You know, I've been denying him this opportunity for years, and now finally he's worthy of hanging out with me. There's two types of guys. There's the guy that's probably gonna be like, oh, you know, damn, I didn't actually think she was gonna say yes, you know, and he's not gonna prioritize it because he's got, you know, 12 other girls that he's done this to. Or there's option number two, and I really don't think this is the likely scenario in her case, but it's the guy who, like, listen, he's like, listen, I got denied for 6 months straight, you know? He just wanted to see if maybe he could pull her, and then now that he knows that he could have, he's not interested anymore. But my whole point here is a lot of girls forget. I don't think they realize that, like, listen, I'm not denying. I've seen girls who have, like, 800 followers on Instagram, and they're getting, like, 50 DMs, like, a month or a week or whatever it is. But I don't think it crosses their brain that, like, even some of these men are very, very attractive, but they do this to everybody. Like, you're not special. Like, even if you go on a date and it goes very well, like, I hope you know, you have a boyfriend now who DMs girl hard eyes from their story. Like, just remember that. So more of the story here is, listen, if you're actually looking for a quality guy, like a relationship kind of guy, most of the time those guys are going to be a little bit shy. They're not going to be somebody who's DMing girls like hard eyes, and then especially, like in her case, weeks and weeks of getting no reciprocation back, continue to message. The guys who are comfortable doing that are guys who do that to everybody. But that's just my opinion. But hey, what do you think?
Here's the thing. Pursuing fatigue is real, and a lot of men are dealing with it. Chasing someone who doesn't reciprocate your energy is like running a marathon with no finish line. Exhausting, demoralizing, and honestly, a waste of time. Men have been told for ages to put in the effort, to chase what they want, but let's be real for a second. Effort without reciprocation feels more like begging than building a connection. It's like throwing a ball into a void and waiting for it to bounce back, only for nothing to happen. Why does it happen? Because too many women expect to be pursued without giving anything in return. They want the text first, the plans made, the effort shown. Yet they can't even match that energy with a simple, hey, I appreciate you. Over time, that lack of reciprocation starts to feel like rejection, and no one wants to keep playing a game where they're always the only one showing up. Here's a thought. Relationships are supposed to be about partnership, not performance. If one person is constantly pursuing while the other just sits back, it's not a relationship. It's a transaction. And men are waking up to this. They're realizing that their time, effort, and energy are valuable, and they're no longer willing to waste them on someone who doesn't value them back. Ladies, if you want someone to pursue you, don't make it a one-sided journey. Show interest. Show appreciation. Show that you're willing to meet them halfway. Because let's face it, pursuing fatigue is just men's way of saying, I'm done chasing people who don't care. And honestly, can you blame them? She said being single is a choice for women because a man is the easiest thing to get. It's finding the right one that matters. Listen, we've all heard this line before, but let's be real. This isn't self-confidence, it's pure copium. Sure, any woman can get a man, but let's not act like that's some groundbreaking accomplishment. It's like saying you can grab a fast food burger anytime. Easy, sure, but is it good for you? Probably not. The truth is, it's not about can you get a man. It's about can you keep a quality man? And that's where the story changes. What's really happening here is deflection. Instead of reflecting on why she hasn't found the right one, she's framing it as if she's in full control of the situation. But if finding a good man is so easy, why are we seeing this endless cycle of women lamenting about their dating struggles? Here's why. It's not about what they can't get. It's about what they can't keep. Finding the right man takes more than just sitting there, claiming options. It takes self-awareness, effort, and accountability. The irony? The same women who say a man is the easiest thing to get are often the ones dismissing good guys left and right for the most superficial reasons. Height, income, looks, while holding on to the belief that the perfect man is just around the corner. Spoiler alert, he's not. Ladies, being single isn't just a choice. It's also a reflection. If you find yourself consistently coming up short in the dating game, maybe it's time to ask the hard questions. Is it the men? Or is it your standards? Is it your effort? Is it your mindset? Accountability isn't easy, but it's necessary. So yeah, being single might be a choice, but don't dress it up like empowerment if it's really just avoiding self-reflection. Because at the end of the day, the right man isn't going to show up if you're not the right woman for him, too. That's the truth no amount of coping can cover up.
Okay, so here's what's happening, and this is one of the main reasons that women are suffering. The way you view men, the way you view relationships in the world, it is entirely wrong. Now, my brain thinks visually and in analogy, so I just took off my glasses, right? As we are being raised by society, our parents, and culture, it tells us what is important and it tells us how to view the world. It says you want male validation. It says you need and desire the love of a man. And when a man tells you who and what you are, you take that in and you say, okay, this is how I build my sense of self. Many of you are incredible, but because this planet is so messed up, you are partnering with men who do not deserve you, and you become so wounded by something that is less than you. I cannot accurately explain how truly tragic that is. Imagine being a divine light being, and you're born on a planet, and you are attracted to the opposite gender, but that gender is so dysfunctional. But everything in your culture and society normalizes it. And now you need this dysfunctional thing to love you. And that love is supposed to tell you something about yourself, but you can never really get it. And each man you meet wounds you. Do you understand how tragic that is? Now let's imagine one day you put on some glasses and these glasses correct your vision and they show you exactly what the hell everything is. So here is what we have been doing as women. We have been looking at everything wrong to the degree that we have been pedestalizing men and reducing ourselves. What would happen if you had an entirely new vision and a new way of looking at life where you elevated yourself, you saw your own divinity and your own greatness, and now you're looking at men and you say to them, you have to prove something to me. If you are going to enjoy my body, if you are going to enjoy spending your life with me, you have to show me something, because I know and love myself so well that I will not allow someone into my life who is not worthy, because I know what the cost of that is. And the cost of that is losing the idea of myself. The cost is insanity, and I'm using that word because a lot of us have been driven insane by men who should never have had the privilege of doing life with us. The cost is you don't even get to fulfill your purpose. Whatever you came here to do and be, well, you've gotten on board with what this man wanted, and now you're his wife and you're having his kids and he's cheating on you and you're exhausted because he doesn't even know how to share the mental load. Do you understand that as women, we need to correct our vision? We need to correct how we see the world, how we see men. But what's most important is we have to correct how we see ourselves, and we have to know that we are divine and we are worthy. And anybody who wants to do life with us, they have to prove that they are worthy of the privilege.
Here's the thing. She said women suffer because they pedestalize men and reduce themselves. Okay. Let's unpack that, because this isn't as deep as it's trying to sound. First off, let's call it what it is: projection. Blaming, pedestalizing men is just another way to dodge personal accountability. The truth is, the problem isn't that women are putting men on pedestals. It's that some women are choosing the wrong men to pedestalize. Let's be real. If you're worshiping a guy who barely puts in effort, doesn't respect you, or only calls you past midnight, that's not pedestalizing. That's poor decision-making. Now, the reducing themselves part? That's not about men, either. Nobody's forcing you to lower your standards or dim your light. If you're reducing yourself, it's because you're trying to win the attention of someone who clearly doesn't deserve it. That's not on men. That's on you for staying in situations where you're undervalued. Here's the kicker. Women who say this are often the same ones who overlook good, respectful men because they're boring or too nice. You can't pedestalize a guy who isn't even in your orbit because you're too busy chasing the unavailable, toxic ones. Then, when it doesn't work out, it's somehow society's fault. Nah, let's not do that. Ladies, the real issue isn't pedestalizing men. It's pedestalizing the wrong men and refusing to walk away when they don't meet your needs. If you want to stop suffering, stop giving the best of yourself to men who give you the bare minimum. And most importantly, stop blaming others for the choices you make. At the end of the day, the only person who can reduce you is you. Men aren't out here holding a spotlight and asking you to stand in the shadows. That's a choice you make when you prioritize attention over respect. So instead of pointing fingers, maybe it's time to reevaluate who you're putting on that pedestal in the first place. Because the truth? The right man doesn't want you to reduce yourself. He wants to see you rise.
Let me get this straight. You guys want a woman that's going to cook, clean, fuck, suck, make a house a home, birth your children, and you guys want a woman to work and provide financially as well. So at that point, who is asking for too much? Who is being unrealistic?
When women make statements like this, it feels more like deflection than reality. Let's break it down. Men wanting a partner who contributes to the household, nurtures the family, and provides support isn't some outrageous demand. It's called teamwork. Historically, relationships thrived when both partners brought their unique strengths to the table. If a man is handling the financial responsibilities and providing for the family, why is it unreasonable to expect his partner to contribute in ways that balance the dynamic? The issue isn't the ask. It's the unwillingness to meet halfway. Modern women often champion independence, which is fine. But that independence sometimes comes with the expectation that men should still shoulder the traditional roles while accepting less effort in return. It's like wanting to play by new rules while still benefiting from the old ones. And let's not forget, this isn't about men demanding servitude. It's about balance. A healthy relationship isn't about one person doing everything while the other just coasts. So maybe instead of framing men's expectations as unreasonable, the real question should be, why is contributing equally such a problem for some women? Relationships require give and take, and the truth is, if you're not willing to meet your partner's needs while expecting him to meet yours, you're not looking for a relationship. You're looking for someone to carry the load while you pick and choose what suits you.
I asked a bunch of girls, when was the last time a man approached you at a bar and started talking to you? And I thought this was just anything, but they were all like, no, it hasn't happened in, I can't even tell you how long, like before COVID. And I thought that was a me experience. I was like, okay, maybe I give off like a standoffish vibe. I don't know. I don't think so. But no, they all agreed. They're like, I can't tell you the last time a man tried to talk to me at a bar. A man tried to offer to buy me a drink. Do men still do that? Men, can you weigh in? And I don't even need the drink. But like the last time, and I'll go up and talk to guys. But like, can someone explain?
Ladies keep asking this, but when are you going to realize that there are consequences to your words and actions? It's because men would rather keep to themselves than to be called a creep, or at the very least, be publicly embarrassed, or at worst, be accused of something. A lot of women do not realize that because of social media, a lot of young men believe that women despise them. Between the 4B movement, the it's all men until no men, and picking the bear over the man, because of this, most of them assume that women genuinely want nothing to do with them.
Here's the thing. The reason men stopped approaching women is simple. They're tired. Tired of the games, the rejection, and, quite frankly, the risk involved. Women often say they want to be approached, but the reality is that when a man does, he risks being labeled as creepy, desperate, or even problematic. It's like walking into a minefield. One wrong move, and he's ridiculed or blasted on social media for simply trying to connect. Let's not ignore the mixed signals either. Women expect men to read their minds, decipher subtle hints, or just know when it's the right time to approach. If he's too forward, he's aggressive. If he's too hesitant, he's weak. It's a no-win situation. And then there's the entitlement factor. Many women expect men to put in all the effort while they sit back and evaluate who's worthy. Men are starting to realize their time, energy, and self-respect are worth more than playing these exhausting games. So yes, men have stopped approaching women because the stakes are just too high, and the rewards often don't match the effort. If women want men to step up again, maybe it's time to meet them halfway. Show appreciation, make your intentions clear, and drop the entitlement. Until then, men will continue protecting their peace, and honestly, who can blame them?
Is anybody else feeling so frustrated with the fact that they're single? Like, I understand that it's God's timing, and when I tell you I trust in that man with my whole life, I mean it. But it doesn't change the fact that I'm still frustrated about it. And that's okay, because I'm being raw with my feeling. God wants us to bring our feelings to him and be vulnerable with them. And if I'm being vulnerable, I'm so frustrated, and I know I can't be the only one. So if you're feeling the same way, let's talk about it. What are you struggling with? Because I know I can't be the only one that's feeling this way. And it's so frustrating when people tell you it'll happen when you least expect it, or your standards too high, or like all the other things that people tell you. Because I have faith in people. I know that there's wonderful people out there. I'm not saying that the dating scene is trash or anything, because I know that there's wonderful people. I think social media has clouded a lot of things and made it more difficult for people to find authentic relationships. But I think that there's wonderful, wonderful people out there. I'm just saying that I know I can't be the only one that's feeling so frustrated in this season of my life. And I know that God will provide, but it doesn't change the fact that I'm so frustrated. So if you're feeling this, or if you resonate with this, let's all talk about it, because I don't think it's talked about enough.
She's frustrated being single, but let's be real. What did she expect? Modern dating isn't a walk in the park, especially when women often overlook their own role in the equation. A lot of women talk about being frustrated with being single, yet they set impossible standards, reject good men for superficial reasons, or expect a partner to tick every box on a list that even they couldn't match. Then, when things don't work out, they blame the lack of good men instead of taking accountability. It's not just about waiting for Mr. Perfect to come along. Relationships take effort, compromise, and humility, things that many overlook when caught up in unrealistic expectations. If you want something meaningful, you have to give as much as you expect to receive. The frustration isn't coming from being single. It's coming from refusing to step back, reflect, and maybe adjust some of those sky-high standards. If she truly wants to change her situation, the first step is changing her approach. Because let's face it, frustration won't get you anywhere, but accountability just might.
My favorite relationship I ever had was when I was celibate for 3 years. I was literally so tired of fuckboys, I turned to God. I literally went to church and I said, I will stand by your values if you find me a husband in the next 3 years. But I did have a crush on the DJ of my job, and one day he asked me to be his girlfriend. You get tights, how do you know which way is the front and which way is the back? I come up with this arrangement where we're like dating, but we're never gonna sleep together, but he can sleep with whoever he wants, as long as he never takes them on a date, and I can go on however many first dates I want, as long as I never sleep with them, which is like, I was never planning to do that anyway. And it was amazing because I got to look for my husband while still having a boyfriend, and he got to be, you know, the fuckboy he always wanted to be. And that went on for a full year. But there was one rule he had to follow. That was not to sleep with the three girls that we worked with that I had huge beef with. I had beef with the main girl specifically because she would always haze the new girls. And it was just riddled with insecurity. Like, why, bro? Because she's young and cute. Like, give her a break. So when she tried to haze me, I fought back. So literally I said to him, you could sleep with the whole world, just not these three girls. So guess what this man did? The reason for this rule is because nobody at our work knew about our arrangement. It was like our little secret thing. They thought that we were just dating, like regular people date. This girl owes me nothing. We have said face to face, I hate you, I hate you. Like, her main goal is now to embarrass me. So when you gave her the opportunity to, obviously she told the whole work. So obviously now I had to break up with him, because he is the reason I am now publicly embarrassed at my job. A lot of people were like, well, how could you let her get away with that? Because she owes me nothing. She owes me nothing. Me and him were saying I love you to each other every single night. He loved me. She said I hate you. Her actions made sense for someone who hates me. His did not make sense for somebody who loved me. Not to mention, you had a hot girl whose apartment you lived in, who cooked, who cleaned, who had values at the time, who let you literally sleep with whoever you wanted. And I think that just like goes to show that like, no matter how open you are, a man will still find a way to screw you over. I think that was the only breakup where I laughed the entire conversation. And this is the Christmas outfit. I'm gonna go do my hair.
Here's the thing. She's sitting there putting on her makeup, probably reflecting on how her dating life hasn't worked out, yet still not realizing that the common denominator is her. She got tired of the guys she used to choose. The flashy ones, the bad boys, the ones who never really took her seriously. But instead of changing her approach or learning from her choices, she's doubling down and refusing to listen. It's like trying to solve the same puzzle with the wrong pieces over and over again, then blaming the puzzle for being too hard. At some point, you've got to ask yourself, is it the guys, or is it the fact that I keep choosing the same kind of guy expecting different results? Until she decides to break that cycle and open her mind to a different type of man, one who values her beyond the superficial, she's going to keep running into the same dead ends. And let's be real, if you're not willing to listen, learn, and grow, then you're just spinning your wheels. Change starts when you start making better choices, plain and simple.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but don't feel guilty for not liking the nice guy. I'm just saying, and I'm gonna ruffle some feathers here, but being kind is the fucking bare minimum. For anyone to even be in my life, platonic or romantic, they have to be kind and they have to treat me well. Otherwise, they don't even have a spot in my life. Just because that man is kind, he likes you, he treats you well, does not mean that that man is your husband. There are so many men that will like you and treat you well. If this is a continuous pattern that you have and you're pushing away every good thing that comes into your life, there's probably some work that you need to do. But you shouldn't feel guilty. If you're not feeling something, don't force it to happen. I've had so many clients like, oh, well, I should like this guy. And then they feel bad about themselves for not liking him. Men don't settle. So why should we? An example I like to give now after watching the USA Love Island this year is when Leah was like, he's just a nice guy and he's the guy that I should be going with. But if I don't feel like you're somewhat going to send me to the psych ward, then I'm not interested. But then she ends up falling for Miguel, and Miguel literally treats her like a queen. They have chemistry. It makes so much more sense than the guy that she didn't have chemistry with that she was trying to force because he treated her well. Watch any video of them two together and you can see how obsessed he is with her, how highly he speaks about her. It's not a one-way thing either. So don't just settle for what's in front of you if you're not feeling it.
She's saying men don't settle, so why should women? But in reality, what she's missing is the fact that men who don't settle are often just holding out for someone who truly respects them for who they are. It's not about finding a perfect person, it's about finding someone who is a good match. And that doesn't just mean someone who checks all the boxes for superficial reasons. Now, when she says women shouldn't feel guilty for not liking the nice guy, that's a red flag. The nice guy isn't always the problem. It's often about the choices women make and what they truly value. You can't expect a man to constantly chase someone who doesn't appreciate the good qualities in him. Let's be real. Sometimes people have to adjust their expectations. If you keep rejecting the right ones in pursuit of someone who doesn't even treat you right, don't be surprised when it doesn't work out. Settling isn't about lowering standards, it's about recognizing that a good, respectful partner, someone who treats you well, might not come with the flashiness or drama that's often glorified in dating culture. It's all about finding balance, and if women keep rejecting the nice guy in favor of what's exciting in the moment, they might just miss out on something real.